By some estimates, sexual assault on U.S. Indian reservations is the worst in the world, with one in three Native women assaulted during their lifetime. It's higher than war-torn Serbia or the Republic of Congo. And the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming is no exception. It's the kind of big issue that would normally scare most people away, but not nine courageous women who are trying a totally new approach, delivering emergency care in person. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards has more.
It all started with letters to the editor of the Wind River News.
It has been 5 years since you raped my daughter. In the beginning, I was angry.
That's Eastern Shoshone member LaDon Olson.
I was angry you shamed my life giving feminine.
I will do it as long as I breathe. The morning of Thanksgiving is when she was raped. So in every Thanksgiving issue, I write a letter.
She kept writing even when friends warned her that the alleged attacker's family might retaliate, which is common when victims try to prosecute.
Take extra insurance out on your house. This is what I was told. Also, you know, is your house bulletproof? And it is. It's brick, so it's like...
But the bullets never came. Instead, she found support from her tribe who invited her to help start a program to address the problem. That's when she discovered Safe Stars, a growing national effort on reservations that trains respected women in the community as first responders for victims of rape, providing whatever support a victim needs, physical, legal, or spiritual. These women even take a lifelong vow to protect victims who come forward. It's the brainchild of Hallie Bonger White, an attorney for the Southwest Center for Law and Policy.
Several years ago, we realized that there was a huge disconnect between the volume of sexual violence in Indian Country and the criminal justice, healthcare, social services, and community responses to sexual violence.
For instance, there's not a single sexual assault nurse examiner on the Wind River Reservation. And Bonger White says rural hospitals just aren't equipped to provide the kind of culturally sensitive services Native victims might need. The Safe Stars women aim to bring those services to victims, in person. Bonger White says they adapted a 40-hour nursing course and now are training lay Native women as sexual assault nurses in 10 tribes, with requests for many more around the country and the world.
They are able to photograph injuries. They're able to use buckle swabs if there's clothing with semen on it or panties have saliva from the perpetrator on them. They're able to package all the evidence.
You know, these are all locked, so I don't remember if I left them. Oh, I did.
Northern Arapaho Millie Friday is a trained Safe Star. She unlocks her rape kit to show its contents. It's a black metal box specially designed by the FBI just for Safe Stars to use in the field.
Here's the pillows, the emergency contraceptive pillow I was telling you
about. So that's the morning after pill there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friday plans to stock her rape kit with healing plants.
I would add sweet grass and then I'd even add cedar. And then sage is good too.
Friday volunteered to become a Safe Star after her own daughter was raped by a close relative. In the hours afterward, Friday witnessed how badly the hospital and law enforcement handled her daughter's case.
We went straight to the emergency room, and from the emergency room, FBI was contacted.
Uh-huh.
So she never even had that choice of what she wanted to do. It was just straight in. And then all of the re-victimization that happened in the hospital.
Like being asked to remove her clothes and put her feet in stirrups, Friday says this insensitivity is one reason why few Native women report their assaults. Nationally, fewer than 68% of assaults are ever reported, and that number is likely much, much higher on the reservation. Even now, almost 70% of all reported assaults on the reservation never make it to trial, let alone a conviction. But Friday thinks more women will report with the help of Safe Stars. The question is, will more reports turn into more convictions?
So one issue as a prosecutor is how is the evidence collected by the Safe Stars going to hold up in federal court?
Assistant U.S. Attorney Carrie Jacobson.
Because it wasn't collected under sterile circumstances. And so if you've got physical evidence being collected out of a Safe Stars car or home, then there's going to be at least the specter of potential tainting.
The rape kit does include latex gloves, a drop cloth, and other items to assure sterile evidence. But Jacobson says even if Safe Stars can't get many convictions, they will do something even more important. Give a victim a circle of respected women to protect her. Many times, she says the victim is so scared of retaliation, she stops cooperating with her lawyer. Safe star Millie Friday says it's a cycle of abuse and silence that comes from historical trauma, left over from when Native children were sent to boarding schools.
Because the majority of them were parochial schools, you know, the nuns and some of the people in that worked in those boarding schools, and then them becoming perpetrators later in life, and the cycle going round and round and round.
Friday says Safe Star's goal is to heal that historical trauma. She has a message for the new generation of young women.
We're going to stop that cycle of violence. And how we're going to stop it is that when you get older, you know it's not normal. You don't raise your kids that way. You hug your kids and you tell them, I love you, and you mean it. That's how we're going to stop this cycle.
The Wind River Safe Stars plan to complete their final phase of training and begin offering their services in coming months. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.